The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
You can burn a whole thing down. I don't care if you're uncomfortable, we can burn a whole thing down. Couldn't care about an AutoZone, you can burn a whole thing down. Y'all don't really care about a brother till we burn a whole thing down. Yeah, we about to go to work, yeah, we about to let it burn. Like Cyndaquil, yeah, I bet you will. Tried to skip it, they've been lynching us in Cemetery Hill. And that's really freaking generous, cause honestly, they have been killing us since we were property. No stopping me from saying how it is. This ain't the whiz, ain't no easing down the road where we lived at the biz. We can't go out for a jog or a swim, walk a dog, fall asleep in the car, fall asleep where we live. So we bout to let it burn just like Usher say. They be trying, but I do not care what Gusher say. Putting black screens up, make a few.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. This is everyone's favorite agender host, DJ. I use they, them pronouns.
And this is Kelly, and I use she, hers pronouns.
All right. So with that being said, we are going to jump right into it. We're going to kick today's show off with the Words of Freedom by Brandon. So go ahead and take it away, Brandon.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Brandon, and welcome back to Words of Freedom, a segment here on Views from the Ground, where we give poets a chance to free their minds, free their hearts, and liberate their souls with their words of freedom. Again, we will be listening to more poetry from poets who are using their art to fight for their liberation and the liberation of their people and the liberation of all oppressed people. Today, we will be listening to two poems. The first is a poem titled Replanted, which is a poem about Palestine. And then the second poem is a poem titled Angels of Mercy, which is a poem about a Palestinian field medic and nurse who was murdered by Israeli occupation forces back a few years ago, way before October 7th, 2023. So both of these poems are talking about fighting for Palestinian liberation. We will listen to both of those, and we will see y'all again next week. Go ahead, DJ, and kick those on. Peace.
Despite the oppression, the bombing, and crossing all the red lines, despite the hypocrisy of world leaders as they whine and dine, debating over the corpses in Palestine, despite them seeing all the destruction and all the signs of tyranny and evil, do they not mind a return of fascism like that of 1939? Shine truth on them all, Palestine. Expose all their lies and hypocrisy online and offline. Shout loudly in the streets and let the articles headline. We support the oppressed and will be the lifeline for a resistance so true in a land divine. Let the heavens hear your calling and mine, professing free, free Palestine. No good heart can deny the blunt reality. It's good versus evil, a clear disparity. Yet they always seem to speak of duality, twisting the truth or ignoring it in totality. It's not a conflict, it's genocide. It's not a conflict, it's apartheid. It's not a conflict when it's one-sided. It's not a conflict, and stop trying to hide it. From the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea, touching the deserts of Sinai up to the Galilee, one land united down to every rock and tree, Palestine's future will most certainly be free. Whether it was South Africa or Germany, one thing is granted: evil never lasts. And what has been uprooted can be replanted.
في اللغة العربية غالباً ما نسمي الممرضين بملائكة الرحمة. In the Arabic language, nurses are often called angels of mercy. From up here, she sees the world in all its beauty and all its destruction. She gravitates over her land, over her people. She tells herself, "We do what we must for our people." And she flew up to the heavens that opened its gates for her. The heavens that groomed her wings, shined her crown, embraced her like the motherland embraces its indigenous people, loved her, picked a rose from its garden and greets her. Heaven seems complete now. The earth, however, the earth cries in agony over her as it embraces her in its soil, as it hears the cries of her blood that stained her armor, as it smells its own soil go moist as the eyes of people water her grave. See, the heavens celebrate its angel. The earth mourns the loss of an angel's departure, rumbles as its lava boils like blood over the people who think they are greater than God. The earth feels a flesh wound upon her land. The earth whispers to the surface. She cries in every language. She floods her voice in the waves of her oceans, crying from the pits of her lungs that they've poisoned. This is Palestine. These are my children. These are my angels. This is my right. You do not owe me war. You do not owe me destruction. You do not owe me chaos. You do not own me. The heavens begin weeping over the sound of the earth's cries. The heavens have seen a smile at the beginning of a sniper and a corpse at the end. The heavens look down at the earth. The heavens ask, "Since when was a healer a threat?" The earth looks up and replies, "Since the one who injures is fearful." The heavens ask, "Fearful? Of what? Of whom?" The earth chuckles and says, "Of their end."
هدفنا واحد هو بس إنقاذ وإخلاق ونوصل رسالة للعالم إنه إحنا بدون سلاح قادرين نعمل كل شيء.
All right. Thank you so much to Brandon. We really appreciate you bringing us amazing poets every week. And yeah, those are just some really powerful poems. With that, I do want to remind people we are doing Pledge Drive this week. So I want to give a special shout out to Victor and to Deb, who have already pledged their support. And if you want to also pledge and keep the great work that we have going on here, keeping people well informed on what's happening locally and internationally, while also mixing in a lot of local art, you can call 612-375-9030. Once again, that was 612-375-9030. With that, we have a special day. We have the community playlist. So I have brought my friend Thomas here, who has amazing music choice. I've known Thomas since what, like 2016, 2017?
About that.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. So I met you at the library when I was working there, and when we were both working there. And yeah, we've just been great friends and we've been able to bond over our love for music. So I'm just glad to have Thomas on the show to be able to hang out and play some jams for us.
Thank you so much, DJ. And yeah, thank you for having me on the show. And I love what you've been able to build in this. Love what you've been able to build in this space, and really feeling the energy. And happy to share some short playlist today with the community listening in.
Yeah, so with that, why don't you tell everyone what our first song is?
So our first song will be Told You So by Miguel off of the Warren Leisure album. And Miguel is one of my favorite artists that does really good 80s pop sounds, but makes them very current. He has lots of different genres, but he does really well with 80s sounds. So I hope you enjoy this as well.
I'm going to show you the world. Oh,
close. Go faster, gotta stay in the lines. With a hand in my crotch, baby, we can't stop here. To get continue.
Yes, thank you for that wonderful set. Go ahead and tell us from the first song who we just heard.
All right, so we started off with Told You So by Miguel, and then we listened to Try Me by the band We, and we also just finished with Climbing by Bilal.
Yeah, and tell us about that set and why you chose some of those songs.
So I really wanted to start off on a fast-paced intro, and so Miguel is great at bringing the instruments and a great vocal, a lot of range, and I really appreciate singers that have a lot of range and great instrumentation, so this is why I chose these three artists in a band. And Bilal is one of my favorite singers, brings a lot of East Coast flair from the neo-soul golden era in the early 2000s, and so I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. How about you let people know what we're going to hear next?
And so what we are going to hear next is Human Nature by L.A. Buckner, and this is one of my favorite songs by Michael Jackson, and the cover of it by L.A. Buckner on the Big Homie album is one of my favorite ways to listen to it as well. So,
here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
welcome back to Views from the Ground. I am here to remind people it is membership drive. So make sure you go pledge your support and support this wonderful program here on Views from the Ground, just like Victor and Deb did. Once again, at 612-375-9030. Today we are doing a community playlist, so we're here with my friend Thomas, who's given us a huge blend of music, and we're just loving to hear it. So why don't you just tell us what we just heard?
All right, so we just heard Human Nature by L.A. Buckner off the Big Homie album. We also listened to Hair by Chaka Khan off of Come to My House album, which there was a lot of production from Prince on that album. Amazing combination. And we just finished listening to Emotions by Destiny's Child, the remix by the Neptunes remix of that song. And just briefly about things that I really love about these songs. L.A. Buckner is a phenomenal masterclass drummer and really getting great instrumentalists to accompany during that song Human Nature with the horns. Just love that song. It really brings a good vibe and feel to that, because I do it like that, to that Human Nature song, and experience it, the song, in a new way. Things that I really enjoy about the Chaka Khan Hair song is something that I was experiencing when in my early 20s, where I was growing my hair out and felt like I was getting a lot of different looks, and that song really encapsulated everything that I was feeling of you shouldn't be judged by your hair, and it just sounded amazing. The funkiness is undeniable, and instrumentation and the range of vocal on there, phenomenal. And for the Emotions track by Destiny's Child, the Neptunes remix, I love it so much because it's actually the time when you do a remix and you would actually re-record and rearrange the vocals to add different layers, textures, and another dimension to the song. So that's the set that was just played, and looking forward to listening to more songs with everyone in the studio.
Yeah, and what is going to be the start of the next set of music?
And the next song that we have is by Eloise Laws, Camouflage.
Between heaven and earth, it all got lost. Where has it gone? you love so much can make you hurt that much on the other side. Oh,
somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hand and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue and oh, so the world can see, then inscribe the world's greatest fool and name it after me. To honor every tear he shed, and I think it would show, then everyone would know, concealed inside is a broken heart. So build a statue and oh, build it high so the world can see. Then inscribe the world's greatest fool and name it after me. Mm-hmm.
right now? Who knows what other programs you might find when you visit kfai.org/schedule. Check out our broad range of programming on kfai.org.
All right, welcome back to Views from the Ground. We are here on Membership Drive. So once again, if people feel like pledging their support to hear wonderful music like we're hearing here on the community playlist or to stay informed around the world, call 612-375-9030. Once again, 612-375-9030, just to support this great program. With that being said, we've been here with Thomas this whole hour, just listening to wonderful music with the playlist you've curated. So tell us about what we just heard.
All right, thank you. So we listened to a three set of Camouflage by Eloise Laws. We also listened to Other Side by El DeBard and Statue of a Fool by David Ruffin. And really love these songs. They kind of put together a lot of emotion collectively, but also with Camouflage, you get a really good feel of ending a masquerade. That's also in the lyrics, and the instrumentation is just impeccable. Specifically for The Other Side with El DeBard, I thought it was a great way to hear a side of El DeBard that people don't hear a lot. A lot of folks know him from some of his earlier music and other music with a switch, but he's got a wide range of how he sounds, and I think that song really captures how eclectic his voice and his craft is. And for Statue of a Fool, it's my favorite David Ruffin track, and it just really showcases the emotion that was in music at the time and the caliber of artist it took to make hits that were fast and also a slow ballad.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing. Tell us what we're about to hear next.
Oh, so next we're going to listen to Leon LaJava's song, Please Don't Make Me Cry, the remix.
All right.
How much has been lost? I'm
We only did one. All right. So we just got done with Please Don't Make Me Cry, the Jordan remix. Coming up next, we have one more song.
So yes, we got one more song. It happens to be my favorite.
Yes, before you go, I'm just going to say I just want to thank Brandon for his segment today, and also thank Emil, our intern, for showing up every week. We appreciate you. With that, we're going to be playing what song?
She knew it funky youth, but she couldn't dance. So he hipped up to the funk in exchange for the finance. Who's pimping who? Nobody gets second.
We're going to play Prince,
chance.
Illusion, Coma, Pimp, Circumstance.
Coma, Pimp, and Circumstance. She was older, but rich beyond compare. She dropped $1,000 at the salon just to get her hair did. He was good at compliments, better in the bunk. She laced him with a crib in Paris.
He hit the funk.
Way too fine it was for her. Dirty dog and expensive. As long as she's providing chips and whips, we can do this funky thing.
Long as she was playing the host, he figured he would make the most of them hips and lips. He hooked her up,
rocked her coast to coast. Ugly.
So ugly, the bitch beyond compare. Dropped a couple $100,000 on a silver whip just to
match the color of her hair.
I said, what?
She said, I got plenty of what you need.
Put the spoon down, honey. Come on, let mama feed you.
Oh, what the dude fuck you use, but she couldn't dance. So he hipped her to the funk in exchange for the finance. Who's pimping who? Nobody gives a second chance. This is the story of illusion, coma, pimp, and circumstance.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, gentleman, he was. He never spoke about her nose so prominent because in the dark it glowed. If she was only 10 instead of so
Lily White, her name was Doris, but he called her Flo.
As in wrestling,
that ain't right.
That ain't right. Fluorescent every night. A situation bound.